But we want to go over our mission statement, core values. We want to remind you of some of the basic messages of this ministry, what this ministry is all about. We're going to remind you of the history of this ministry. That's good for those of us that have been here for millions of years. And it's also good for people who are new. And we, you know, we tend to forget these things anyway, and I think it's always good. And because it's board meeting week next week, the board are going to be sitting in on a couple of these. I'm going to go through, while the board are here, our basic, what we call relevance message, why this ministry is so important, just to remind us again. I know when my wife comes out with me sometimes and I'm speaking in different churches over and over again, giving some of the same basic messages because they're all different churches. She said it really is good to hear it again, just to be reminded. It just enthuses her as to what this ministry is all about. So we want to make that a reminder for you. What we're going to do this morning is go through our mission statement, and you've all got a copy there. You should have a copy sitting on your desk. If you don't, please make sure you see Peggy today and get a copy. It's in a little stand that'll stand on your desk, just to be reminded of these things. We'll go through all of that here in a moment. Tomorrow, I'm going to go through with you what I consider the basic passages of Scripture. There's a number of verses that really sum up the essence of what this ministry is all about. So I'm going to go through those verses of Scripture with you tomorrow. We're also going to have next, not this Friday, but next Friday, a dedication of the Nehi Museum. So there's lots of things going on. So we'll be in here each day for the next 2 weeks. This week I'm also going to go through my presentation on creation evangelism. Again, it's a part of what this ministry is all about, but I think that is, yes, that's Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday part one, Thursday part two. But again, we just want you all to be familiar with the basic message of this ministry and what we teach. And first of all, our goal is to support the church in fulfilling its commission. Well, when we think about supporting the church in fulfilling its commission, let's go to two verses of Scripture. First of all, Mark 16:15, if we can go to Mark 16:15, where we read that we're to go into all the world and preach what? Go into all the world and preach the gospel. And one of the things that I want us to understand is that Answers in Genesis is not just a so-called creation science organization. We don't even like to use the term these days, creation science. We're a biblical authority ministry, and we want to position ourselves very much so as that. If we're not on about the gospel, what is the point? If we're not on about the authority of the Word of God, what is the point? As I often say to people, we don't want to convert people to be creationists, because creationists will go to hell just like an atheist if they don't believe and trust in the Creator as Lord and Savior. And that's what we need to be on about. And then Matthew 28:19, of course, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Go, therefore, and make disciples. It's one of the things that we understand here at Answers in Genesis, that we need to help people build their thinking on the Word of God, to have that Christian worldview, so that they can be the salt and light out there in our culture, so they can influence the culture. One of the things that I often say in my talks is this, that the secular world, they know what to do. They have changed hearts and minds of generations, and that's what's changed the culture. The church, by and large, in America, is trying to change the culture. The Bible doesn't say go into all the world and change the culture. The Bible says go into all the world and preach the gospel and make disciples. It's hearts and minds that change a culture. The secular world have known what to do. That fact, in a sense, they've actually used biblical principles. Go and give them apologetics, give them a defense of what you believe, and convert their hearts and minds so they'll change the culture, and the church sits back and lets it happen. We need to be out there helping to change the hearts and minds, knowing it's God who opens their hearts to the truth and changes their hearts and minds. But emphasis should be on changing their hearts and minds so that they will have a Christian worldview, be that salt and light, so that they will change the culture. That's what it's all about. So our goal, to support the church in fulfilling its commission. I don't think the church is doing a great job in fulfilling its commission. We'll talk more about that next week when I talk about creation evangelism. The way the gospel is presented today, increasingly, a lot of people do not understand it. Our vision, Answers in Genesis is a catalyst to bring reformation by reclaiming the foundations of our faith, which are found in the Bible from the very first verse. That emphasis on reformation, you know, one of my heroes of the faith was Martin Luther. I'll never forget the time when I and Mally were over in Germany. I was speaking over there, and we went to that town of Worms, I thought it was pronounced worms, you know, the diet of worms we often learnt when we went to school. Well, it's not, because you got to pronounce it the German way. And if somebody here can speak German, maybe they can pronounce it correctly. But we're there, and where the bishop's palace used to stand, and there's a plaque in the ground where they believe would be approximately where Martin Luther would have stood when he said, "Here I stand, I can do no other, God help me." And that's what started the Reformation. That has affected our world to this day. In fact, I believe that the emphasis on millions of years evolution today and what's spread around the world, the teaching of Darwin, has done more in our era of history to undo what the Reformation did. And what the Reformation did was really a call back to the authority of Scripture. And what evolution of millions of years is all about is a call away from the authority of Scripture to build your thinking on man's opinions, man's ideas. And so what we see answers in Genesis as is a mission to call the church back to the authority of the Scripture, in a sense, to be a part of a new reformation which is needed. And then our mission. We proclaim the absolute truth and authority of the Bible with boldness. You know, I'm reminded of Jude chapter 1, verse 3. In Jude chapter 1 and verse 3, where we read about contending for the faith. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. We need to earnestly do that. We need to proclaim the absolute truth and authority of the Bible with boldness. And I'll tell you what, trying to do that in today's world, you will get accused of being judgmental. You'll be accused of being divisive. We relate the relevance of a literal Genesis to the church and the world today with creativity. When we talk about relate the relevance of a literal Genesis to the church today and with creativity, and as I'll do next week when we talk about what the relevance message, relate the relevance. What is the relevance message? It's a message that really emphasizes two things. One, that the history in Genesis is foundational to the rest of the Bible and foundational to all of our doctrines. But two, that when you reinterpret that history or you add man's ideas and reinterpret the days or whatever it is, you undermine the very word of God itself. And that's really what the emphasis of this ministry is all about. In other words, as somebody once said to me, in fact, it was over in Australia, and this person said, I think it was last year or the year before, said, the gospel does not rise or fall on the days of creation. And I said, that's true. But the gospel does rise or fall on the authority of Scripture, doesn't it? And then I said, and does the authority of Scripture rise or fall on the days of creation? Because that's the issue. Because if you can't take God's word as written, if you take man's ideas outside the Bible and reinterpret the word of God, then you have undermined the authority of the word. That's that door that is open in most churches and most seminaries, that door that's unlocked. And what happens is, so the subsequent generations push their door open further and further and further. We'll talk more about that next week. And then we obey God's call to deliver the message of the gospel individually and collectively. You know, not only here at the ministry are we proclaiming the gospel, and it's one of the reasons why I really am praying and ask you to pray with us that we can build a bigger Last Adam Theatre. As we move out the workshop and as we move out the art studio, where the art studio is, we want to convert that into a new Last Adam Theatre. But that'll enable even more people to hear the gospel and present it very, very clearly. As it is, the theatre we have, we try to get everybody in there, but you know, on busy days, it's impossible. And it's really a burden that we can't do that. So please be praying about that, because we want to make sure that everybody clearly hears the gospel as they come here to this ministry. That's what it's all about. We want people to take those gospel tracks that are down there outside the Last Adam Theatre. But it also says individually. You know, that's something that I think that we need to be thinking about in terms of our own lives too. What are we doing individually to take the gospel to others? My brother Stephen, and maybe he can give you this testimony some stage, he was just telling me that he's been talking to a personal trainer he's been using at one of the gyms. And as a result of him talking to that person, giving them a book, got them here to the museum, showed this through the museum, now they're asking if they can come and go through the Answers for Life course and learn about the Bible as a result of just personal witnessing and using the museum and using our materials here on an individual basis, he's now having opportunity to witness to a whole family. And that's a challenge for all of us in regard to that. Core values. We resourcefully equip believers to defend their faith with excellence. When this ministry really started in Australia many, many years ago, over 30 years ago, one of the things that when I was growing up, and I'll give you more of that testimony next week when I go through some of the history, one of the things that was important to me was finding materials to give me answers that I didn't have. And in those days, we didn't have a creation museum. When I went to high school, there was no creation museum. As far as I knew, there were no books in Australia that had the answers. Look at the books in the bookstore today. Some of you just growing up with these resources. But when you think about the fact that previous generations have not had these resources, they just have not had them. When I walk through that bookstore, I sometimes just stand there and look around and say, wow, this is phenomenal. You know the number of times I meet people out in the field who say things like this to me? I wish I had had these resources when I was growing up. I wouldn't have gone through all the problems and struggles I have. But I'm going to make sure my kids have got them right from when they're born. We are so blessed today. We really are so blessed. And I know that without the resources, I don't think this ministry would be here today. The resources that the Lord brought along to give me answers. And then the whole ministry in Australia started really as a resource ministry, providing resources to people so that they would have those answers. And that's why I always have a big emphasis on getting the message out, a big emphasis on getting those resources out through our speaking. It's one of the most important parts of our speaking. I don't see any point in speaking if we don't have the resources there and we don't really urge people, encourage them to get them. What's the point of speaking if they're not going to have the resources to carry on? And yet it's those resources. And most of the testimonies that I hear, most of the testimonies, 95% or more of the testimonies I hear through letters, emails, phone calls, as we went to your seminar, went to church and heard you speak and got the answers book or got this book or got these books over here or whatever, and they changed my life. And I've been using the DVDs to witness in jail to people, or I've been using them to witness to my friends. It's the resources that really get this message out. That's why I see Answers in Genesis as like a great big reservoir that's pumping resources out. And the more we get those out there to overcome what the world is doing and pouring their resources out there. We willingly engage society's challenges with uncompromising integrity. But you know what? We are never going to compromise God's word. We need to always stand on the authority of God's word. I'll never forget what my father taught me. When something looks like it contradicts God's word, you go to God's word, and then you make sure that you understand what it's saying in the context and the language, the literature, whatever. And then if you're sure of that, then you question what man says. You don't question what God says. That's one of the things that we want to be emphatic about here at Answers in Genesis. We want to stand uncompromisingly on the authority of the Word of God. And then we sacrificially serve the AIG family and others. That's one of the things that I can say about our staff here at Answers in Genesis. There is a lot of sacrifice that goes into this ministry, and it doesn't go unnoticed. There are people who spend long hours. There are people who do what it takes when there's a particular crisis or some particular thing that's needed. There's a lot of sacrificial effort that goes on in this ministry, and I just wanted to thank each one of you for doing that. And people notice. People outside the ministry notice as well. And they also notice the last one there. We generously give Christian love. Generously give Christian love. The number of people that I have met who have come and told me that they can't believe how friendly the museum staff are, how gracious they are. And they said, whether it's the housekeeping staff or the guest relations or whoever it is, they said, this ministry is different. And I pray that we always keep that they'll see the love of the Lord Jesus Christ exhibited from each one of us in what we do. And, you know, sometimes when you're under stress, that's hard to do, isn't it? I can say that. That's a problem for all of us, isn't it? Sometimes we get under stress and there's things going on and a person might be annoying you in the ministry, whatever it is, it's hard to make sure that we act in a Christ-like manner, but that's what we need to make sure that we're doing, to conform to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. And people do notice. They notice that here at Answers in Genesis. They notice it at the Creation Museum. People talk about it. I meet them out there in the field. And some of the statements, absolutely phenomenal, which I just praise the Lord for. I trust as you look at those statements there that we have, make sure you have them on your desk. You'll be reminded of those, of what this ministry is all about. That's just a summary. More of the details will come as we remind you about some of the basic messages over the next few days.